With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. Governor Jared Polis says social distancing measures appear to be slowing the spread of the coronavirus in Colorado. Scott Franz has more.
Before he ordered bars and restaurants to close, Governor Polis said coronavirus cases were doubling every 2 days in the state. But in a possible sign the spread is slowing, he says it's now taking about 5 days for cases to double.
That is still an extremely contagious virus, which shows why just closing the bars and restaurants wasn't enough. Doubling every 5 days is better than doubling every 2 days, but we really have to drive that further.
Meanwhile, Polis says his administration is still racing to get thousands of surgical masks, gloves, ventilators, and other pieces of medical equipment that hospitals need during the pandemic. The virus has killed more than 50 people in Colorado, including two in their 40s. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.
Freelancer journalist Peter Mertz usually writes for Chinese media company Xinhua. Now he's turned his attention to daily social media posts on the Carbondale community page on Facebook about what's stocked in the town's city market. Kristen Kay has more.
Mertz posts pictures of fresh produce and perishables and a report of what's on the shelves. He says his goal is to quell panic buying and to help people stay home if what they want isn't there.
I think that a lot of people in Carbondale don't want to go to the grocery store at all. And I raised four children out here. I know if I was at home with my kids now, I wouldn't want to leave for all the tea in China. I'm not going anywhere.
While Mertz's upbeat posts have garnered a lot of thanks, some question whether he should continue in the face of a statewide stay-at-home order. Mertz says he takes precautions and limits his visits to about 5 minutes. Right now, he says it's critical that people know what's in the store so they don't go out if it's not necessary.
You have to weigh the benefits versus the downside.
Mertz said ideally, City Market would be able to post its own information, but right now, employees already have their hands full. Kristen Kay, Aspen Public Radio News.
There aren't many retailers still open in the Valley after a statewide order shut down those that weren't deemed essential. On the short list of essential businesses, liquor stores and dispensaries. Alex Hager reports they're still open, but seeing a slowdown.
Kale Mitchell at the Aspen Grog Shop on Duran Avenue says business now is like what they're used to seeing in the off-season. With tourists out of town, it's mostly locals coming into the shop. The ones that do express their gratitude.
Like almost every single person. It's like, oh my God, thank you guys for still being open.
Right next door at the Green Joint Cannabis Dispensary, manager Kevin Dockstader says customers are saying the same and tipping generously. Dispensaries have had to switch to curbside delivery. While the Green Joint also reports off-season levels of sales, Dockstader says customers who stop by are stocking up so they can make fewer trips. I'm Alex Hager, Aspen Public Radio News.
And I'm Molly Dove.